Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jiang Li. We're going to talk about guinea pig today. Guinea pig, 白老鼠，它字面上的意思看起来好像是猪，因为 pig， 但是它其实不是猪，而是一种啮齿类。中文的名字，它正式名字叫做豚鼠，因为经常用在实验室里面做各种科学实验或者是医药的实验，所以就直接把它翻译成白老鼠。它长得白白胖胖的，非常可爱。那有很多人养 guinea pig 来当做 pets， 当做宠物。英文字典里面有这样的解释 If someone is used as a guinea pig, new ideas or products are tested on him or her. Oftentimes, it is to discover the effect of drugs in human. 这里是说，要是有人被当作白老鼠，表示这个人是新的产品或是新观念的实验对象。那通常这些新产品是在医疗方面的，比如说某种新药。字典里面有两个例子。Number one, they are looking for volunteers to act as guinea pigs for a new AIDS vaccine. AIDS vaccine, 艾滋病疫苗。那新的疫苗要推出来，先要也许是先做白老鼠的实验，接下来叫做临床实验，需要在人的身上来做实验，看这个疫苗的效果如何。所以就需要 volunteer， 需要志愿者来当做白老鼠，来当做临床实验的对象。所以这个句子里面是他们在找这一方面的志愿人员。Example number two, they are looking for students to be guinea pigs in their research into the common cold. 那这里这个研究人员是在正在研究 common cold， 就是普通的感冒。普通感冒要研究治疗法，那也需要人来当做白老鼠，来当做实验品，来做临床实验。所以他们在找愿意参加这项实验的学生，那这些学生就变成了 human guinea pig， 人类的白老鼠。Okay, let's take a look at how this phrase is used in the news. Actually, it's pretty much the same as we have just seen in the examples. Here's number one from New York Times. It's a rather new news. It's in 2017, right this year. In Whole Foods, Bezos gets a sustainably sourced guinea pig.Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder and chief executive, is a committed experimentalist. His main way of deciding what Amazon should do next is to try stuff out, see what works, and do more of that. So the best way to think of this deal is to look at Whole Foods as a kind of guinea pig for Amazon, a pricey, organically sourced one perhaps, but a guinea pig all the same. 这里是在讲，这个新闻在报Amazon 这个网站，它最近买下了 Whole Foods 连锁超市。那 Whole Foods 连锁超市是一家专门卖有机产品、有机食物的连锁超市，它在美国有非常多的分店。那 Amazon 总共花了134亿美元买下了这个连锁超市，它并购了它。写这篇报道的《纽约时报》的作者就在说，Bezos 就是他的 founder， 他的创办人，他也许很早就已经希望让 Amazon， 它是一个 shopping， 一个购物网站，他也许很早就已经打定了主意，希望能够跨足进入有机食品这个行业。那他现在把 Whole Foods 这一家超市买下来，很可能就是准备把它当做一个实验品，来看看这条路是不是有能够更进一步的发展，因为它是一个非常庞大的市场。In another report by Bloomberg that's on April 20th, 2017, it says here, investors should not use themselves as guinea pigs for new financial products like broker platforms, says Charles Rotblatt, vice president of the American Association of Individual Investors.Vice President of the American Association of Individual Investors, a non-profit education and research group. 这一篇 Bloomberg 的报道，它是在讲一个新推出来的个人买股票的一个网站，叫做 YouStock Trade。它跟别的交易网站不同的地方是，它的交易都是在私底下秘密进行的。这是为什么美国的这个个人投资者协会要提出忠告。美国个人投资者协会，它是一个非盈利的教育跟研究组织，它的副总裁就告诉大家说，投资人不应该让自己成为新型金融产品的白老鼠。 比如说一些证券交易网站。以上就是白老鼠 Guinea Pig 在新闻里面的用法。您也可以在 ICRT News Blog 新闻部落格里面看到这一篇的文稿以及图片。Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT Podcast English in the News. I'm Jane Lee.